This is the TriStar State, a conversation about Tennessee politics from Nashville Public Radio. This is the episode for the week of February the 3rd, 2019. I'm Jason Moon Wilkins. Randy McNally is starting his third year as Speaker of the Tennessee Senate. He's already weighed in on issues such as abortion, the Nashville Community Oversight Board, and closing primaries in Tennessee. And he says he wants to make sure that the bills that are passed are constitutional and good for the state. WPLN Sergio Martinez Beltran has been keeping up with McNally during the session and is here to tell us what he's learned so far. Well, hi, Sergio.
Hi, Jason.
So you have some insights from McNally, but before we get there, can you tell us a little bit about his history and how he made it to this position?
Sure. McNally was first elected to the Tennessee legislature in 1978, and he's occupied multiple leadership positions in the House and the Senate. 3 years ago, he was voted by his Senate colleagues Speaker, and he knows how the legislature and the state work. And that might explain why, you know, even in the first few weeks of the legislative session, he seems to be willing to go in a different direction from other Republican leaders.
Well, let's talk about some of the issues. Where does McNally stand on the so-called heartbeat bill? That's a measure that would ban abortions once a fetal heartbeat can be detected.
McNally wants to be cautious, and he wants to make sure that any abortion bill that passes is constitutional.
I know there's a number of states, well, not a number, a few states that have passed it, and there's been some challenges, and I think we'll move fairly slowly on it and make sure that we craft the legislation so it's either constitutional or not proceed with it.
And, you know, in 2017, the state's attorney general said the measure was constitutionally suspect, meaning that if it's taken to the courts, the state could lose. Also, it's not like Tennessee is pioneering this push to ban abortion after a heartbeat is detected. Similar measures have been struck down, most recently in Iowa, but that hasn't deterred House Speaker Glenn Cassada or Governor Bill Lee from supporting the legislation.
And the new governor has said that the courts should be the ones deciding the constitutionality of some measures, though, right?
Yes. And granted, McNally agrees with the bill philosophically. Initially, he told me that he thinks it's a fight worth fighting and that he was behind the bill. Now, after Governor Lee came out saying, hey, let the courts decide, McNally has somewhat changed his position. He now says that the attorney general should still weigh in.
I think if the AG says it is constitutionally suspect, then we probably would have to go to another source to represent us, because he'd have a hard time defending it, given his opinion. They could use that against him and have him testify, basically against the bill, so that one wouldn't be helpful.
McNally says the state should be cautious and see what the courts are ruling to avoid any constitutional issues.
Sergio, one position where McNally seems to differ from other state Republicans is the question of closing primaries.
Yes. Remember, the Tennessee Republican Party is driving this effort. The GOP Executive Committee has asked the state legislature to close primaries. This means that you would have to affiliate with a party in order to vote on nominees. That's something House Speaker Glenn Cassada has said the state should look into, but McNally says he doesn't think it's needed.
I think there have been problems in certain races where there's been a concerted effort by the Democratic Party to cross over to the Republican Party to elect either a weaker candidate or a candidate who in a primary is not electable. I think there's ways that we can tighten that up, but I hate to have a party party registration and us denying access to allowing people to vote. That's how we built the Republican Party, by allowing people to vote.
And Jason, currently the law in Tennessee is murky. It says that in order to vote in a primary, the individual needs to be a, quote, bona fide member of the party, whatever that means. But Jason, there is common ground in other areas between the Senate and the House.
One area where there does seem to be widespread agreement within the GOP is stripping power from Nashville's new Community Oversight Board. That's the group created to review police misconduct. There's talk of taking away the board's ability to subpoena police. Does McNally support that?
Absolutely. He really doesn't like the idea of having witnesses or police being subpoenaed by this 11-member board.
You know, the oversight should be through the mayor and through the council and through the various committees of council. I don't think subpoena power should be given to a non-elected person, especially a non-elected board. And that's just my feelings on it. I think the police do a marvelous job in this state. They put their lives at risk to protect us.
McNally couldn't say if he thinks the board should be reversed, but he did make it clear that he doesn't want unelected people to have too much sway over police departments.
Well, thank you, Sergio.
Thank you.
Sergio Martinez Beltran covers politics for WPLN. You can keep up with our coverage of the state legislature this session by subscribing to the TriStar State. You can find that at WPLN.org/TriStar or on your favorite podcasting app.